Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Welcome to Richie Firth Travel Hacker. I'm Richie Firth and I hack travel. Welcome back for another hack in a season where we're going back to season one and doing it all again and doing it better, kind of. Back in season one, I attempted to prove the pointlessness of Crossrail by getting the Thames Clipper from east to west London. Did it work? No. Are we having another crack at it this week? No. But very exciting for producer Chris. We are seeing if there's a better way to do east to west London on a bike. Now, a quick note after Battery Gate, which if you've not heard, go back to episodes 1 and 2 of this season. I decided to take the recording into my own hands, which is why my microphone sounds not very good. Sorry, hackers. I should have listened to Chris just on that one. What a guy. And those thighs, which I was about to see close up.
Christopher, what a beautiful day to hack travel.
Rich, we're in the heart of London and I can see pretty much every single iconic landmark from the banks of the Thames right now.
I'm not going to start listing them, but I will agree with you. There's a myriad in our vista right now. It is beautiful. It is 10 to 9 in the morning and we are by Embankment Pier. Regular listeners to Richie Firth Travel Hacker will realise we've been here before.
Yeah, and did we cover ourselves in glory?
Or
did we just get drunk on a boat?
I think we got drunk on a boat. You bought pickled eggs. We saw a glass condom. And we came in, well, to be debated, seconds behind or before Jemima, as we tried to get from Westminster to Canary Wharf by boat quicker than the tube to prove that Crossrail is a waste of time. We're back.
So what are we going to do this time then?
We're going to try and do it quicker than the boat.
Okay. So quicker than the boat and quicker than Crossrail?
Yes.
So we are trying to create the fastest way to get from west to east.
We're still trying to prove that Crossrail is a waste of money. It's still not open. Fill in the tunnels.
Turn it into a water park.
Turn it into a water park. But being that the boat debatably was slower than Crossrail last time, can we at least also go quicker than the boat, fill in the Thames?
So how are we going to do it?
We're going to do it by bike.
Yes!
I know! You've been wanting me to do a bike-related hack for such a long time, and today is the day. And I have to say, yes, it's a glorious day for it. Yes, I've got a helmet on. And yes, I'm a little bit nervous.
You'll be fine with the nerves, Rich. You know I know cycling in London.
I know.
We are taking this route west to east along the north bank of the Thames that is cyclists only. They've got their own designated cycle superhighway.
It's a superhighway, yes.
And so that bit, I think you can relax. You also were a veteran like me.
That's the bit that worries me.
I've got one question though, Rich.
Yeah.
Here I am with my bicycle, my early 90s Muddy Fox.
Mm-hmm.
You have a helmet on, no bicycle.
No, I'm going to do one of the bike car things.
Ah, the Kensicle.
The Kensicle. The Boris bike.
Yes.
Does it have a name for...
That's my friend Steve Fernbank. Hello, Steve. Hello, Steve. No, he's ignoring us. He's just ignored me.
I really Steve! Hope that makes the
Steve!
Final cut. A random cyclist.
Bernie!
Bike. If you've seen the episode of Alan Partridge where he shouts at that bloke called Dan, that's exactly what's just...
He, I ran him out once playing cricket.
That's why he's not talking to me. Right, I've got on my phone the Santander bike hire app. So let's find a docking station, go and get me a bike, and go find it. Whitehall Place, Strand, one bike, 40 spaces.
I reckon there's a... That's that way, Rich.
Yeah.
That's the wrong way.
Should we walk this way?
There's
one this way, which is where we need to go. Embankment Savoy, Strand.
There we go.
4 minute walk.
Great. Do we start the clock from there then and take into account an average speed? Or do we take the bike, bring it back here and then start again?
Are we starting the clock now?
Are we starting the clock now?
I don't know.
Let's start the clock when we get on the bike.
Yeah. Yeah, that's fair.
And look, if we beat it,
yeah,
then we'll have to factor in an average speed.
If we beat it, we'll have another 4 minutes on and then see if we've still beat it.
But that's the walking speed.
Yeah.
So we should add another 2.5 minutes on.
I think we come back with the bike to here.
Okay, we're going to come back with the bike.
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Let's go get a bike. What the fuck is that sound?
It's,
You've got clackers.
I've got clackers, mate.
Oh,
clackers.
Amazing.
I would love to say they're in tribute to you, but actually quite recently a cereal box did like a retro promotion.
Well, I was about to say, I haven't seen those since cereal boxes, probably around about 35 years ago when I was going to school.
Yeah, no, Mabel, my daughter, she got them. So I am afraid that you are going to have to put up. They don't make a noise. When we go fast enough, they stay in position.
Is that called terminal velocity?
Let's say yes.
I think it is.
Tell me.
I got double A for physics.
At what level?
GCSE.
You got a double A in physics?
Yeah.
What were your other GCSE grades?
So, it was double A for physics, biology and chemistry. For some reason, I decided to swerve the world of science.
Uh-huh.
I got four Bs and three Cs.
Four Bs, three, okay.
Two As, four Bs, three Cs.
And did you get any Ds or Es?
No.
You passed everything?
Correct. Then I moved on to A-levels, and we won't talk about that.
Yeah, I did really badly at A-level. So, police van.
Yeah.
What's this, Rich? And this massive thing next to us here?
This is Cleopatra's needle, which was a gift from the Egyptians, from Queen Cleopatra.
From Queen Cleopatra?
No, Pharaoh Cleopatra.
Pharaoh Cleopatra. What?
It's from Cleopatra. She was Egyptian. And she donated.
You could argue she was Greek, technically, but.
And donated it as a gift to London.
2,000 years ago.
Henry VIII.
That is, of all the history lessons you've done, probably bottom five.
I'm absolutely certain it's called Cleopatra's Needle.
It is called Cleopatra's Needle. But it wasn't donated by Cleopatra who. Unless you're implying that maybe
there's
Elizabeth
no
Taylor playing Cleopatra.
There's no way that's 2,000 years old.
It's not, you're correct. But she didn't donate it because she died 2,000 years ago.
Okay.
Oh, look, Rich, what can you see in the distance now? Over that way, through the bridge?
Oh, I can see our bike docking station.
Okay, I was actually pointing that way.
Oh, right. I can see Blackfriars, the station
beyond that,
the river. I can see Canary Wharf as well, it's cycling. Immediately, it feels like we're going to absolutely rinse the river.
We're going to rinse the river?
Yeah.
So, okay, we're at a docking station, Rich.
Yeah.
Have you used a docking station before?
I downloaded this app last night.
Okay.
I've never done this before.
Have you set your card up on it yet?
I tried to on the toilet this morning, I couldn't see a way that you could.
Way too much detail.
Right. Let's get a bike. Let's get this app open. Okay.
Let's have a look at this.
Here we are. So it's
go to your docking station.
Is that that one?
That's your docking station.
No, that's the Somerset House. This
one. Oh, okay. We'll go back to your docking station.
This one. There we go.
Is that your
turn bikes?
Isn't that that docking station? That's that docking station.
This Embankment Savoy.
This is your docking station. This one is called...
This one here then? Somerset House Strand?
I think that's it, because that is Somerset House there.
Yeah, okay, great. Right, I press higher now.
Yeah.
Please wait a moment. 24-hour access.
Yeah.
£2, select. Card...
Oh,
for fuck's sake. You got a promo code?
No.
It's got a scan the card in. I'm so glad we didn't start the clock.
This is... What is going on?
I've not assigned the payment card to...
What did you do on your toilet this morning?
Shit.
Pardon?
Okay, and the 3-digit security number...
I'm actually probably going to have to bleep this out now, aren't I? Whilst you just read out your CVV number.
You're such a prick. What's my postcode?
E9.
No, that's yours. Submit card details.
Oh,
title. I haven't put my title in.
What is your title?
What's this little wonder? A county? What's my county? Hertfordshire.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay. I've got a release code.
Yes.
31311. Whoa! It's flashing yellow. It's green.
Both hands. Wow.
Oh, we're out. That's it. It's as easy as that.
So we're going back. We're doing repeat of Westminster. We're now going back to the start line.
Yeah, and then we'll start the clock.
Right, okay.
Whoa!
Is that a bit high for you, that seat?
I don't know.
Is it okay?
Oh. I feel like it. It just feels like it's hitting my gooch a bit.
Your what?
Me gooch.
Oh, your gooch. Mm. Right, yeah. So pull that bit out.
Maxim.
That's it. Give it a little. That's probably more than enough. I think you probably went too far.
Oh, madam. There we go. Oh yeah, that's it. Oh yeah. No, I feel good now. Feel good now.
Okay, so I'll admit it took longer to hire a bike than I thought, so I'm jumping in for a quick mention to plug our Patreon. Okay, the timer starts now.
Right, clickety-clack on the track.
Hang on, I hit record. Clickety-track, up your crack.
What? So as soon as you think it's safe to go and you come off the slipway, do look in both directions, please.
So even though we're on the left-hand side, we can go right?
We go, this is our own road. See
okay.
It like that.
Okay, I'm setting an outdoor cycle on my Apple Watch. I've never done this before. Open
okay.
Goal.
Excellent. Whilst you did that, we missed our gap. There's more people.
Sorry
stop,
about that.
Stop.
Okay.
Don't ride into those guys.
Okay, once these guys have gone.
Okay, let's do it.
Let's go, Chris.
Start.
Off we go.
Oh, Rich, look at you go.
Whoa, through the gears. I'm into top gear so quickly. I love these Boris bikes. Or the Kensicles. Or Sadiq Saddles. Whatever they're called.
How does the cycle feel, Rich?
Good. I know we've only been going about 15 seconds, but it's actually frustratingly slow.
I think they're built to survive, not for speed.
Oh, yeah. No, for what they are, for the ability to... you know, just pick up and hire a bike whenever you want kind of thing. This is great.
If you want to know if we're on time, Rich.
Yeah.
We just went past the first of the signposts on the superhighway.
Yeah.
And it said we'd be at Tower Hill in 12 minutes.
Right.
So if we want to sort of do a 30 to 35 minute total journey.
Yeah.
Then that's an interesting first test for us in 10 to 12 minutes time.
Well, 37 minutes is what the boat would do it in, so it would be nice to do it quicker than 37 minutes. And being that I can see Canary Wharf on the horizon, it seems silly to not be able to get somewhere that 37 minutes away. That makes no sense. I'm in top gear already. This is slow.
I mean, you can pedal faster.
Okay, you go faster.
I mean, I'm just taking my time just to get you familiarised, Rich. You don't have to start.
I feel familiar. I'm honestly ready to be Chris Boardman. He's a scientist, isn't he? Oh, yeah.
There you go. Feeling better?
This is good. Pass Cleopatra's needle again. Oh, yeah. Chris is signalling. Whoa, 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 whoa. You need to give me a little refresher on the hand signals. I just saw you stick your hand out.
Yeah, it's quite complicated, actually. So if you want to go left,
yeah,
you indicate with your left arm.
Yeah.
If you want to go right, you indicate with your right arm. Yeah.
Yeah.
If there is, like, shitloads of potholes or something in the road,
yeah,
you sort of do that kind of thing, just to indicate to the person behind you that it's maybe not safe.
Okay.
On these kinds of bikes, that's not really an issue. It's more a road bike issue.
Yeah.
If you want to do a wheelie, you go like that first.
Right, thank
yeah,
you.
You do that. And if you want to ride out of the saddle,
yeah,
you've got to get up on one hand and flip the reverse bird.
Okay, I'll remember that one.
So we're about a minute or two away, Rich, from our first set of traffic lights.
Yeah, what happens there?
We'll cross the road.
Right.
And continue on the cycle path, but on the other side of the road, basically.
Okay.
You've done the London Marathon, haven't you?
Yes.
So we're basically riding against the wind. Like, this is like mile 23 of the London Marathon we're cycling against now.
Yeah. I can see the glass condom from the boat.
Glass dildo.
That's it. Which are two very different things.
Did you know that after that show,
yeah,
people tweeted me images of glass dildos?
Yeah.
Okay, traffic lights, talk us through this, Rich.
Okay, so we've got a queue of cyclists all our lights have gone green and we're all very orderly going across the road. All the motorists that are crossing in front absolutely love us right now. And now we're back on the superhighway on the other side. Off we go again.
Pretty simple, isn't it?
Okay, yes.
Straight ahead.
Okay.
There's another left little... will take us up to St Paul's Ridge.
I was about to spot another little highway. There's more of these things around than you imagine.
Oh, Rich, this is bad. We're going to be taken again.
That's traffic lights. Is that for the cars or us?
That okay, so look, the cars have got a red light, but
yeah,
we...
Yeah. Chris, I shouldn't have overtaken that guy from front. Oh, where are we going?
Yeah, follow that guy.
To the left?
Yeah, this is my favourite bit.
Whoa, it's like a chicane. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Now what?
Keep going.
Is this all
this
just...
is our own secret tunnel.
Oh, I love a secret.
Just for cyclists.
I love a secret tunnel.
Mate, you're 44, they shouldn't be so secret.
Look at my Apple Watch. 5 minutes in. Beats per minute on the heart of 138.
Okay, that's quite high. That's exercise high.
And, oh, because we're in a tunnel, it won't tell me my average speed anymore. Oh, it's a bit of an incline there. Feeling that on my buttocks.
Cycling is very good for the buttocks.
Yeah. Okay, 19.3 kilometres per hour average speed.
That's quite quick. For a commuter, you go ahead of me here.
Okay. Oh, some serious micro going past us in the other direction. I'm just wearing a black t-shirt and some cargo shorts.
What are the other cyclists tending to wear?
Serious lycra.
There's a lot of serious cyclists out here, right, aren't there?
Yeah. Oh, got to stop at the lights. That's not going to help. We are stopping at the lights. Still on the superhighway. What's that on the left? Queen Street?
Yeah, we're exactly Thames Street we're on.
Okay.
So we're right in the heart of London's CBD.
Why have they just gone through the red cycling light? And this bloke?
I mean, I think it's probably fair to consider it's safe to do so. I mean, it's still obviously...
Should we go then?
Well, that's up to you, Rich.
Yeah, everyone else is.
Oh my gosh, Rich! Rich! Oh!
Don't you start telling me to obey traffic lights. I've seen cyclists, they don't do it. It was naive of me to stop. It was a red cycling light, which I stopped at. And then every other cyclist just went straight through it. So I thought, well, when in Rome.
Well, I didn't go through it. I was quite happy just sat there waiting.
And I was happy sat there waiting.
So why did you change?
Because every other cyclist went through. There's another one up here. I'm going to stop for this one. And I'm going to see how everyone else behaves. And then I will follow the crowd.
This is not the way to live your life, Rich.
Slowing down.
I'm not going through this one.
Slowing down for the red traffic light. It's a red bike. It's a red light. It's got a bike on it.
Oh, this is London Bridge. For a monument already.
Fantastic. Are we doing good, Chris?
We're 8.5 minutes into the ride, Rich. Tower Hill, I would guess, is less than the 3.5 minutes.
Well,
there you go.
Yellow, you go. That's monument.
Do you know what it's a monument to?
Great Fire of London.
Yeah. You know who did that?
Cleopatra. Oh, shitting Nora. Back into third. No, back down to second. Oh, into first.
Oh. You right there, Rich?
Yeah, I feel like I need more than three gears, but once again, we're not here to break... Well, no, we are here to break records.
Mate, we're doing good. 10 minutes in.
And it was 17 minutes to Tower Hill,
12.
Wasn't it? 12.
After you.
Oh, it's yellow. It's green, let's go. Ooh.
Now, we've got quite a lot of traffic lights coming up here, but all for good reasons.
Right, fire engine.
You can go straight on, Rich.
Right. So, more beautiful London landmarks. Tower of London to my right. So obviously Tower Bridge to my right as well. Tower Hill for the Docklands, the Tube, Fenchurch Street on my left. So Chris, is this where it should have taken us 12 minutes?
Yeah, it should have taken us 12 minutes to get here.
It's taken us 11.3.
That's great, Rich. 17 seconds ahead.
I'd want to be more than that.
No, ahead is ahead, mate.
Ahead is ahead.
Like, if you broke the world record in any sport by like a fraction of a second,
yeah,
would it be a world record?
Yeah. But equally, TFL, when they've got to set out these guidelines, they've gone with like bang average to set expectations,
okay,
and we're like 12 seconds ahead of bang average, and that pushes me off slightly. I don't like living my life as bang average.
But you're 12 seconds ahead of bang average, Rich, which I would actually say is quite a positive review compared to the others.
Yeah, but equally, we went through a light earlier, didn't we?
We went what?
We went through a light earlier.
We did go through a light, yeah. But then we got stuck at this light, didn't we? So,
yeah.
It's all evened out.
I feel like I've got a well sweaty back.
Yeah, I'm really hot. This is actually quite a long old traffic light, this one. Are you enjoying the experience, other than the time pressure?
I'm enjoying the experience. It's glorious. It's far less stressful than I thought it would be. The stress is coming from the competitive nature that it's yellow! Linford Christie once said, I go on the B of bang. I go on the of yellow.
This is probably the last red light of the big roads, and then we're back onto side streets again.
Okay.
We're about to enter Ripper territory.
Yorkshire?
Yep, that's exactly right. 100 years out, but... terrible man, nonetheless.
Yorkshire Ripper, Peter Sutcliffe.
Yeah.
Who's the London Ripper then?
Jack.
Jack who?
The.
Oh. Oh, yeah.
That one.
So the Yorkshire fella is named after...
Can we not talk about him?
I've got a sweaty forehead now as well.
Yeah.
Sweating in parts I never thought I'd sweat before.
Pancakes.
Cover them off.
Yep.
Yellow!
Oh, God.
Well, isn't this good? We're flying. Sure, I've said this before. Surely this time, nothing can go wrong. Can it? Join us next week for this.
As ever, it is you holding me back.
And this.
That's a big boat. A big engine.
And this.
Who owns the brakes?
And this.
Yeah.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage.
Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.